You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on April 20th, 2023. This week, I'm going to share some thoughts on three books that I've read recently. I've been meaning to start doing book review type episodes like this from time to time. Whenever I read something that's worth sharing that corresponds to the theme of the podcast of current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. The three books that we're going to talk about today all deal with the topic of social media. This relatively new technology has saturated our culture to the extent that already, it's difficult for us to imagine a world without it. Social media affects everyone, even the relative few who don't use it. But those of us who do use it need to be especially careful about how it is affecting us. So for links to the books we're talking about, as well as other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/0420 23. Now for our discussion this week. The first book we're talking about is Terms of Service, The Real Cost of Social Media by Chris Martin. And the description of the book says this: do we use social media or are we being used by it? Social media is brilliant and obscene. It sharpens the mind and dulls it. It brings nations together and tears them apart. It perpetuates, reveals, and repairs injustice. It is an untamed beast upon which we can only hope to ride, but never quite corral. What is it doing to us? In Terms of Service, Chris Martin brings readers his years of expertise and experience from building online brands, coaching authors and speakers about social media use, and thinking theologically about the effects of social media. As you read this book, you will learn how social media has come to dominate the role the internet plays in your life, learn how the social internet affects you in ways you may not realize, and be equipped to push back against the hold the internet has on your mind and your heart. I actually read this book a little over a year ago, and it really caused me to reconsider something that I've always believed about social media, and what a lot of people believe about social media, that it is neutral, and it's only good or bad depending on how we use it. Chris Martin made a compelling case in that book that what he called the social internet is not neutral. Despite the good that can be done on it, and not that we should quit using it, but we do need to be aware of the dangers of it because, as he argued, it is not a neutral tool. The main theme of that book, Terms of Service, is a challenge for us to examine our use of the social internet. And in that book, he explains why he uses that term, social internet, more than what we usually use in social media. But he tells us we need to examine our use of this in order to be aware of how it is affecting us and how we can avoid some of the pitfalls of it. One of the quotes from the book was this: the social internet is designed to be addictive. It is not a neutral tool humans discovered and decided to use nonstop on their own. Since the start, and especially in the more recent iterations, the social internet has been designed with the intent to get people addicted. The people who create the social media apps and websites you use every day and compulsively check at the dinner table, before bed, and while sitting at stoplights want you to become enslaved to these platforms. The social media sites that we use were specifically designed to keep us, they would say, engaged, but really it's to keep us addicted to them. This doesn't mean that we can't use social media, but it does mean that we need to be aware of how and why we're using it to make sure that the algorithm hasn't become the master over us. Another quote from that book that I thought was very interesting was this: if you are a hardcore conservative and your Facebook feed is full of hardcore conservative articles and opinions, you can't flip over to hardcore liberal Facebook to see what they're saying. If you often feel like you are living in a different world from the people with whom you disagree, It's because you are. Living in our own little ideological worlds is not a new problem, but it is amplified by social media because we have no simple opportunity to peek into the little worlds of people who hold opposing views. If you have ever experienced this, and I know I have, and you probably have as well, where you're talking to someone and you just have no idea where they're coming from, and you don't know why they've come to the conclusions that they've come to, you can't relate to what they're saying, this is likely the reason. No two people have the same social media feed. This means that the information, the opinions, the so-called facts, and the arguments that you are seeing are completely different from the ones someone else is seeing, particularly those who have an opposing worldview, what they are seeing on social media. So as Christians, it is critically important that we understand this, because we're ultimately trying to lead people to the truth that is found in Christ. But to convince anyone of anything, we often talk about this, if we're going to convince someone of something, whatever it might be, we have to start with some common ground. But because of social media, any common ground that we think there might be could be an illusion, because what we think is reasonable, they may have never considered before. What we think would be meeting in the middle, they've never even seen that or thought about that. So this means that we are going to have to take more time and be more intentional about understanding where someone is coming from before we can help them. Overall, this book was very good. My main critique of this book, or my main criticism of this book, was that he was overly critical of what he called conspiracy theories, which a lot of Christians have been over the last, especially the last couple of years, because you have all of these people pushing against what they call conspiracy theories, which in reality are just a healthy skepticism that Christians are to have, and yet those are being labeled as conspiracy theories. And there's a lot more that I could say about that that I won't now. We've had another podcast episode on that topic. I'll link to that in the show notes, as well as an article that I wrote on the Christian and conspiracy theories. We shouldn't believe just every crazy theory we hear, but we shouldn't just immediately dismiss every so-called conspiracy theory. That's not wise. It's not being discerning as we ought to be. But that was my main criticism of the book. Aside from that, the book was very good. The second book that I want to talk about today is a book called Digital Dominion: 5 Questions Christians Should Ask to Take Control of Their Digital Devices. It's written by Jeff Mingy. It says, Christians are called to exercise dominion in a digital age, yet our technological world influences us with each notification, app, and upgrade. Our habits dominate and shape us. Digital dominion moves us from mindlessly incorporating our devices into all of life to mindfully stewarding them in obedience to God. In this book, Jeff Mingy asks 5 questions to help us apply biblical wisdom to our digital habits and control our devices instead of being controlled by them. Providing a theological foundation as well as clear questions, the book is an accessible primer for digitally engaged believers. I bought this book on a whim after seeing it advertised at a ridiculously low price, low enough that it was worth taking a chance on it, even though I hadn't heard of it before and didn't know the author. But the premise of the book is that when God created man, he gave him dominion over the world. Genesis 1 verse 28 says, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. This concept that he uses of dominion, I think, is helpful, that God placed man over his creation, and we are to control and use our environment to whatever extent that we are able in a way that is pleasing to God. So the author applied this idea of dominion to the use of our digital devices, not exclusively about social media, but it certainly does include that. We are to exercise dominion over our digital devices, our use of social media, in a way that is in submission to the authority of God. So the book is centered around asking five questions. Number one, am I in control? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 12, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. As Chris Martin talked about in the Terms of Service book that we mentioned first, social media is designed to be addictive. We need to ask the question, are we in control? Are we sure that we are not being enslaved to it? Even though it might be lawful or acceptable for us to use, we must not be mastered by it. The second question was, how is this shaping me? We need to be careful about how social media is influencing us, whether for good or for bad. The third question was, does this help me flourish? We are to enjoy the blessings that God has given us in this life and fulfill our purpose in Him. So we need to be careful that our use of social media doesn't hinder this, that doesn't keep us from enjoying the blessings that God has given us and doing those things that He wants us to do. Fourth question, can I discern wisdom and folly? We need to be able to tell the difference between truth and error. Sometimes that's hard to tell online. Misinformation, fake news, those spread rapidly on social media. So we ought to have a healthy skepticism. And what I talked about when I mentioned my criticism of Terms of Service and Chris Martin's, some of his comments on conspiracy theories, we need to have a healthy skepticism, both of the conspiracy theories, but also those who are immediately dismissing them. We need to be skeptical of both and not just accept one or the other blindly. But whatever we see online, we need to be discerning of that and not just immediately accept it or reject it, but see what is true. And the fifth question, am I being missional? Are we letting our light shine? We are to be an influence for good, to lead others to the truth, to let our light shine before men so that they can see Christ in us. If the things that we say and share online are hindering our ability to influence others to follow Christ, then we need to change how we are using social media. Doesn't mean we can't use it for sharing funny jokes or to talk about sports or to keep up with the weather or things like that. We can use it for those things, but we cannot use it in a way that is hindering our ability to lead others to the truth. So those are the five questions that are asked in that book. It's a short book. It's an easy read, and it was very helpful. I think it would be helpful for anyone to check that out. Then the third book, another one by Chris Martin. This is The Wolf in Their Pockets, 13 Ways the Social Internet Threatens the People You Lead. I had the opportunity to receive a digital copy of this book before it was released, and then, of course, got the physical copy, but received a digital copy ahead of time and was able to read it before it was released and review it then. It's a little bit different from the first two books, where those books are about how we use social media and how it affects us. This one here, The Wolf in Their Pockets, is about how social media affects those that we are trying to lead or influence. The book's description says this: we can hardly remember a time when we didn't feel the influence of that back pocket device. The average social media user spends about 2.5 hours a day using social media. That's more than enough time to shape our values and desires. Pastors, teachers, and parents feel their influence slipping away. We're seeing increased loneliness, disunity, and self-absorption. But where do we go from here? In The Wolf in Their Pockets, internet expert Chris Martin examines the many ways we're being changed by social media. With a biblically informed voice, Martin both exposes the ways the internet is distorting our life in Christ and shows us how to faithfully respond. Martin teaches us how to care for people who are obsessed with followers, views, and likes, and how to love those whose online influences have filled them with cynicism and contempt. Martin looks at how the social internet is changing how we understand sex and beauty, what to do about the epidemic levels of anxiety, and how to redirect our hearts to worship Jesus Christ. One of the dangers pointed out in this book is that the social internet deceives us into thinking that we do not need real in-person relationships, which is a direct attack on the local church. As the author pointed out, He said, embodied relationships with brothers and sisters in Christ are more valuable than ethereal relationships with strangers. But unfortunately, more and more people don't see it that way. As Christians become more invested in their online connections, even if they are with real people, it becomes easier to become disengaged with their local churches and eventually drift away from them. Now, there's a lot of good content and helpful material that is available online. That's what I'm trying to do with Plain Bible Teaching, with these videos, with the website and the podcast and all that sort of thing. And there are many others who are involved in similar efforts like that. Yet the author points out in the book that false information and polarizing content that creates conflict, those things spread much faster online than anything good that we're trying to put out there. And that's because social media algorithms favor engaging content, because that keeps people on the platforms. So over time, this has a negative impact on users, such that they are more likely to believe things that are false or have their hearts corrupted by the bitter and heated debates that are so common online. Now, it's tempting for us to ignore all of this and say, well, I'm not going to be involved in any of it, and pretend that the people in our congregations are just not affected by this and that it will eventually just fade away somehow. But the author argues that we cannot do this. He says, we are wrong to passively ignore social media and the internet, especially if we are in ministry leadership. If we write off social media as a fad or as some lighthearted icon of popular culture that teens are addicted to, we will grossly underestimate the effect of social media in the lives of the people we love. Social media is not going away. If we're going to have any hope of being a positive influence on our children, our grandchildren, the people in our congregations, and others that we might meet, we need to recognize this. So if you want to work to overcome this and help steer others in the right direction, then the material in that book will help you know how to do that. So for a book about social media or the social internet and how it affects us, Terms of Service is a great book for that. For a book that is extremely practical and looks at how we use social media, then that second book we talked about, Digital Dominion, will provide that practical help. And for a book that helps those of us who are preachers, elders, parents, or in any position where we're trying to lead those who are under the influence of social media, then The Wolf in Their Pockets has been written for that purpose. All of these books are helpful in their own way. Now, obviously, there are going to be things that I don't agree with in each one of them. I mentioned one in particular with the first book. So I would encourage you that if you do pick these up and read them for yourself, be discerning as you read them. Remember that they are not scripture. But just as I want you to test what I say by the scriptures, I want you to do the same thing with these materials as well. But overall, they are very good at helping us know how to live in a world that is saturated with social media. So you can find links to all these books in the show notes, as well as links to reviews that I wrote for each one of them. And there'll be some other resources that are related to that, to social media and things we've talked about, also in the show notes. But that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this to be interesting, informative, and helpful. If you like episodes like this one, where we talk about books and things that I've read and recommendations like that, let me know that so that way I can do more episodes like this if that's what you're interested in. But for links to the books we talked about, as well as other related materials, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/042023. And if you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others that you think would be interested in this, I would certainly be appreciative for you to do that. And if you're listening to this, remember that we are also uploading video versions of our podcast now to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer video to the audio, then that option is available to you. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see other videos that we post here from time to time, We're getting ready to start a new Bible study series on the book of Acts. So if you're interested in that, subscribe to the channel and you can see those as they are being released. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.